outside.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. My name is Gregory Cohen. Right over there is...
I am Daryl Mendelson.
Yes, yes, you are.
Thank you.
And this is episode 104 of All Joking Aside 2.0. That was actually me writing 2.0 on the screen. But anyway, very excited to be here today. We have yet another thrilling guest, and I don't want to waste a whole lot of time inviting her in and finding out what thrilling topic she's going to bring on us today. So
I'd like to stop it for one moment.
You'd like to stop me forever, but go ahead.
This happens to be episode 105, actually.
Is it really?
Yep. Last week was 104 pinch me moments, and today is 105.
Wow.
So scratch everything you've just heard Greg say. Clear your mind.
Scratch everything. I can't count that high.
105.
Okay, 105.
Yeah.
Thank you for correcting me there.
You're
because
welcome.
That was would
it's
have been really embarrassing.
I have to step in every 2 seconds and correct you. It's what I do.
So today's guest is Ms. Madison Mooney, who is the executive director of Long Beach Playhouse. She has succeeded in doing things in her many fewer years than we have, much more than we have ever accomplished.
True.
So I'm very excited. Let's have Madison join us.
Yay!
Welcome, Madison. Yo, Welcome, Madison Mooney. I have
Thank
just
you for having me.
Introduced you as the executive director of Long Beach Playhouse in beautiful Long Beach, California. And we've known each other for quite a few years when you were a fetus, I believe.
Yes, I'm so young then.
But tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So like Greg had mentioned, I'm the executive director at the Long Beach Playhouse. I have been involved with the Long Beach Playhouse in one way or another for the past 15 years. Came on in mid-2009 to stage manage a show with former guest of the show, Andrew Vonderschmidt, as a cast member and technical director. And then they could not get rid of me. I kept being like, hey, you need help with this? I can volunteer here. And then they hired me on as staff in 2012. And then I've been in two different roles as staff, and been executive director now for about almost 7.5 years. A lot of my life revolves around the Playhouse. Other things, I have a fantastic dog that I love living my life with. Wow. But other than that, that's about it.
What kind of dog?
A pet.
Yeah, what? A pet.
No, what kind of pet? What kind of dog?
He's a Chiweenie.
A Chiweenie.
He is half Chihuahua, half Wiener dog.
Which half?
Yeah,
the long half and the legs of a Chihuahua.
Oh, that sounds
so
sweet.
So he's a German taco, a Mexican hot dog, whatever you want to have.
Very good.
I love it. Yeah, Madison and I met in a show. She played my daughter.
Yes.
In Moon Over Buffalo.
My theater father.
Was just adorable.
Your daughter?
And funny. And
daughter?
Yes.
Are you sure it wasn't granddaughter?
Not granddaughter.
Okay, just wanted to check.
How dare you? How dare you? Although in real life, that's more like it.
Probably.
Anyway.
Oh, no. Greg, you're younger than both of my parents.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Take that as
Am
a
I
positive.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I really? Oh, my God. I am going to take that as a positive. I just assumed. Anyway. So, Madison, as we have discussed, the new format of All Joking Aside is you bringing a topic unknown to us.
Yes.
Springing it on us and watching us flounder around and try to look like we have some semblance of brain cells.
Yeah.
So, like, what have you got for us?
Well,
today?
I would love to know, like, I want to know what you guys know about it, if you guys have thoughts on it, and if you don't know anything about it or have thoughts on it, I will tell you about it.
Oh, we have thoughts on it.
We have thoughts. We have thoughts.
I want to talk about fan fiction.
Oh.
I would love to talk about fan fiction with you guys, find out if you like fan fiction, if you, and then also talk about things that maybe people don't think are fan fiction that are fan fiction.
Okay. So just to clarify,
Yeah.
because let me say what I believe fan fiction is.
Please.
Fan fiction is when fans of a genre or a particular piece of literature or movie or TV write their own kind of spin-off or take on that subject. Am I
Yes.
in the right ballpark here?
Yes, exactly. A lot of modern fan fiction is definitely taking something that you enjoy, let's say, a TV show, and then you love these characters, you want to write a story with them in it
And
and
it tends to
their
be just
adventure.
put online, or it's not published at all, or
Yeah,
is it
not
published?
published. It's all
Okay.
kind of just there's different forums and online
Okay.
websites and all
Okay.
that stuff.
Interesting.
And I have read some of the most beautiful stories that I have cried, I have laughed, that are these unpublished, amateur authors that are just writing this, inspired by other pieces of work. And
Interesting.
so I just wanted to kind of talk about that with you guys and also kind of talk about certain things that I feel like fan fiction gets a bad rap and there's a lot of things that are made fun of about it. But then when you kind of boil down certain pieces of media that are classics, they are, in a way, fan fiction.
Well, I have ongoing fan fiction in which all the Disney princesses fall in love with me and I take them away on the steed. It's the
Perfect.
same
See,
story, but
that is
yeah.
an author insert character version of fan fiction. There's so many different types of
My
fan
goodness.
fiction because
Wow.
there's insert your name fan fiction that people
Right.
write so that it's like your
Is
name.
that actually a thing?
Oh yeah. There are so
That
many different
cracks me up.
tropes
That's
in fan
interesting.
fiction. You can find anything about anything. So there's the insert fan fiction. There's AU, which is alternate universe. So if you are,
Holy
say,
Toledo.
watching, let's say, Our Flag Means Death, and you love all these pirates, but you're like, I want to see these two pirates own a cafe and see how their lives would be.
Oh.
There's plenty of that.
Greg,
It's
I want you to know
incredible.
if in any of my stories, you get slayed right away. You're out.
It makes perfect sense. It
Okay.
does. It makes perfect sense.
That's
Now,
interesting.
I will tell you, I didn't realize there was the extent
Yeah.
of this.
It is kind of this kind of like, not, it's a shame. It's like a guilty thing, a shame. Like, it's like definitely not something that people think, is like mainstream or whatever, but there's just
Right.
such a wide variety.
But are people posting on like websites that are clubs for this sort of thing, or that's
Yeah,
yeah.
there's a handful of websites. The kind of most, the biggest one is Archive of Our Own, and it is like there are millions of stories,
Wow.
and there you can, search if there's a television show you like, if there's a movie, then you can just go to that
Really?
fandom, and then
It's
it's all organized. It is
that extensive. Wow,
it
that's
is
amazing.
huge. Huge.
So do you
This
write
is
some
huge.
of your own?
I wrote one in high
Okay.
school, and I'm not a good writer, so I
But
just
were
love reading.
I've heard your jokes. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
So what was yours based on?
I don't know if you're familiar with the teen soap drama, The OC. I was
Of
obsessed
course.
with it in high
Of
school.
course. Okay.
So my story was about Seth and sailing and stuff. It was quite boring. Can
Well,
you
now.
revisit it and have Greg Slade? Oh, perfect.
I like to put
This,
that
I
in.
find this interesting because
No.
really my experience with fan fiction, and it's not literally fan fiction because I take that as a writing type thing, but I always get so excited when I go online and find a new trailer for an upcoming superhero movie that doesn't actually exist.
Oh,
And
oh, yeah.
all it is clips from old superhero movies
Right.
that have been beautifully, artfully
Oh,
put together.
yeah. It's like
But
a fan made, dream.
fan-made
A fan
trailer.
made of what they would want to see, you know.
Exactly. For the longest time, I did not actually believe that Deadpool and Wolverine were going to be getting together.
So many fake things, fan-made things online, edit
absolutely.
That, yeah, the same thing was happening with like Hocus Pocus like 10 years ago. They're like, oh, there's going to be a sequel. But like, there finally was a sequel.
There
know?
Finally yeah. was.
But there were so many like fan castings that kind of get picked up thinking it's a real thing. Like, oh yeah, that happens.
I wonder if there's any type of writing like this that has been so good that somebody in a production house actually looked at it and said, you know what? This is going to be a movie. We can do
that's
it.
That's something I would like to mention, because this is where that fan fiction gets a bad rap with this type of thing. So the Twilight universe, there is a lot of fan fiction with people writing about
I would
the
imagine.
Pairs and whatever.
Okay.
There was one that I don't know how it happened, but became 50 Shades of Grey.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
So E.L. James, the writer of 50 Shades, the original story was like Edward and Bella, but Edward's this rich billionaire and Bella's this college graduate. So then she obviously like went through and changed everything that it wasn't referencing Twilight, and then changed a few other things. So that's an alternate universe Twilight fanfic.
Well, that's fascinating.
That's amazing.
And
that
then,
is
yeah, then
that
they
is
picked it
amazing.
up and they made it a book, and then they made it a movie.
I mean, you could say that Wicked is fan fiction.
Exactly. That's also what I kind of want to talk about, of like fan fiction get a bad rap in certain ways, but then when
Sure.
you kind of break things down, like Wicked can be considered fan fiction. Anything based on Shakespeare is fan fiction. The Lion
That is
King,
very
true.
10
That's
Things
true.
I Hate About You, She's the Man, any sort of modern retelling of Shakespeare, Jane Austen, anything like that, that is fan fiction. It's an alternate universe where
Interesting.
Taming of the Shrew is in a Seattle high school.
Right.
So
No,
it's, there's
absolutely.
really good fan fiction when you kind of like narrow down the definition of what
I
it
mean,
is.
if you look at it, pretty much any fiction, any new fiction is probably fan fiction, because there are very few
No
original
rewrites.
stories out there.
And then there's the ultimate book that's been the most fan fiction about, the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Anything with any
Yeah.
demons or angels or
Yeah,
anything. Fan
it's
fiction.
very true. That, in fact, the fan fiction version of the Bible is the only one I believe anything in.
Yeah. You know,
I
my
believe
fan
it's called The
fiction.
Stand.
My fan fiction version of the Bible, where Abraham's going to kill his son,
And
is
he
Greg.
does. It's me. Am I slain?
You're slaying. The permutations are endless. Okay, I'm done with that. I'm done with that. I'm
Oh,
sorry.
I'm sure it'll come back before we
I
end
don't
today.
know. That's really interesting. So do you feel that this is something, apparently you've been involved or been aware of this for a long time. Do you see an expand? Well, you're saying tens of thousands of things have been
Oh
written.
yeah,
So is it expanding still as we
it's been
sit?
expand. Yeah, definitely. Like
Okay.
kind of the modern version of fan fiction actually started in the 60s, or was it the 60s, with Star Trek.
Okay.
A young woman writing Spock and Kirk stories that, you know, would never be on the show. And then they had, you know, Comic-Con conventions, Star Trek conventions, and she would, you know, make copies and kind of hand them out. And so they became
Wow.
kind of, is how, at least that's in the lore of the internet. That's what they tell me.
Well, it must be true.
It might be true. But then obviously with the internet, you know, and blogs and forums, fans of shows or books or whatever finding each other, and then it just kind of grew.
So
There.
here's a fine point. So you have the fan fiction because it's based on a story that's already been told. Do people also try to, is this a subset of that, try to emulate the style of writing of what has already preceded it or
Yes,
not?
for
Okay.
sure. There's definitely, like, for example, there's the TV show Supernatural, where
Okay.
it's
Right.
these brothers fighting all these different types of creatures. So there's a ton of fan fiction about so many different things with that show, but definitely people kind of like writing their own episode, you know, and
Okay.
kind of like a monster of the week. And it's, you know, it could be seen as a writing exercise, you know, or kind of like a spec script, you know, but
Okay.
it's kind of in this different kind of format.
That's exactly what I was going to say. At one point, those were called spec
Yeah.
scripts. You know, I mean, there'd be a long-running series, and someone would submit their own script using the characters. I mean, it's a long-standing tradition in the show business.
I can't give an example, but I know through my life, I've seen this a couple times where there's been a story that's been made into a movie, and they may have had more than one director. It's been in books too, I think, where for either intentionally or unintentionally, one person has to pick up the gauntlet that from the other person. And as you're reading, you can tell there's a little bit of a stylistic change as they try to keep each other going. Stephen King, Greg, famously write a book, was a fantasy book with another author, right? And
Yes,
they,
Peter Straub, the Talisman.
okay, was there, when they had, they're writing the same story, right? It's the
I
same story.
still don't quite understand how this works.
Oh,
Because
okay.
I tried writing with you. That did it went nowhere. I don't really understand the way it works. If someone just writes and then sends them, I think this is what happens, and sends the co-author their section, and then the co-author continues on, or if there's actual collaboration on each section, or I'm not sure. But yeah, it happens quite a bit. Look at James Patterson. I have no idea how he
He
does
puts so much
runs
out.
his
He yeah, he's got
novel
like
factory.
ghostwriters.
Yeah. I mean, it's
He has got a whole
everything.
format.
Yeah, it's incredible. But they all sound like James Patterson books. There's a definite style. And I'm not sure how that works. It's obviously legal. But yeah, it's an interesting thing. I mean, this isn't really fan fiction, but famously, the first Iron Man movie basically started without a script. And I mean, they had something, they kept throwing parts of it out. I've heard Robert Downey Jr. just kept improvising scenes.
Is that something, man?
And one way or another, it turned into the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is amazing to me. So in that way, the entire franchise basically was fan fiction.
Yeah, 'cause like, you know, fan fiction adaptations, like they kind of go, you know, they're kind of, there's differences and similarities, but yeah, if there's kind of a comic book movie that is not based on an existing comic book, you know, like, and it's a new story, then it's like, yeah, that's fan fiction about Spider-Man. You know, a lot of the comic movies are based on
Unlike the
actual comics.
actual Spider-Man movies, which are just the same exact origin
Yeah, it's the
story
same story every,
every
yeah, that,
time.
yeah.
So
So
that it's fascinating.
you can go off into a whole new direction and just have a slight reference to something that preceded it. I guess it's derivative, but you can actually have a brand new story that you don't have to worry about the past. You just have this kind of a reference. So that's, but you're talking about some people who actually very intricately intertwined everything that has come back and all the relationships that were preceding it. So that's really fascinating to keep all that alive, the history of what's preceded you.
Is there fan fiction that combines two separate source
Oh
That's
yeah, that's
interesting.
definitely a category, I would say. You know,
Wow.
that's not something I usually, it's not my taste, you know, but definitely
Right.
like crossover of two fandoms, you know, with like certain characters interacting and meeting. Like I've seen, because I there's certain TV shows or things that I enjoy reading fan fiction of, and so I'll, you know, find stuff that I want to see, but then there's other ones I'm like, oh, that's not for me, because it's some crossover with like the Ted Lasso characters and Harry Potter, you know, and I'm like, I don't, that's a weird combo. I don't want to read that, you know. So there's something for everybody though, because someone wants to read that.
The
I would
Ted
like to
Lasso
see.
team playing Quidditch.
I'm
I want to see it.
sure that's out there. I'm sure
I would like to see a
you can find
cross of
anything.
Leon Uris's Exodus and Beetlejuice.
Perfect.
You
It might be out there. And if it's not, you can write it.
say
That's the
Jehovah
fandom
three times.
term. Oh my God. Well, Jackie, now this is not related. Well, it's related, but it's different. I was just going to say, as far as designing a story about something, Jackie and I did this little exercise. She's my sweetie, where I would write a paragraph of a story, a little fantastical thing about these little dwarfs or something. And then I send back to her, and she'd write another paragraph. And then I get another. So we're writing a story together and trying to duplicate it. So in our story, this is kind of a little behind the scenes thing. I'm trying to evolve the story and have things happen to them. And so I'll set up some sort of a cliffhanger thing. I'll hand it back to her, like, what's going to happen next? And she always brings it back to something. And they watch the flower grow. I'm going, no, the giant's going to step on them. What's going to happen? Her version. And the giant walked swiftly by. So
Everything's
it's,
nice, no drama.
yeah, she's always trying to keep it kind of mellow.
Or the other side of things, where Daryl will write something and pass it over to me, and I'll say, this is trash.
Yeah, just
I'm going to
like that.
retcon everything that was said in the
That was
previous paragraph.
that's it.
That was a
They're all
joke.
very,
They're
very
all kidding.
short bits of writing, but that's
That's why Greg is slain in every one of my stories. So I can move forward.
came back to it.
I
There
know. You keep coming back, damn
you
it. You can't kill him.
So. This is probably b beside the point because it sounds like there's something on everything. But is there something that you are just craving a fan fiction written about
Ooh, like something I haven't read before that
that
I
you
haven't read.
haven't read, or that you've read something that is just terrible and you'd like to see someone
Oh
take a crack at it?
yeah, there's plenty of that because it's also kind of it's fan fiction, at least with Archive of Our Own, anybody can upload anything, and they put descriptions of what it is, and then you're kind of like, oh, this sounds interesting, I'm gonna click on this. But they're all, amateur writers, so you get a wide variety of, I'm halfway, I've read a couple paragraphs, I'm like, this grammar is atrocious, and I don't, they're not even, oh, okay, this is not for me, and then you click away, and then if you want to find something else. But yeah, I, for the most part, I really enjoy a lot of like alternate universe kind of, because for me, a lot of the reasons I'm coming to fan fiction, and I think a lot of people, they love these characters, that's
Sure.
like, I love this, original inner piece of entertainment. I love this character. I love that character. If you're shipping them, you want them to be in a romantic relationship, and maybe that's not actually happening in the show. So then in fan fiction, they do end up together, that kind of thing. And so an alternate universe where it's like these characters I love, and then they're in this ridiculous situation where they're running a bakery, or whatever. Or if they're, to use the 50 Shades of Grey, analogy of like, oh, they're running this, he's this millionaire, and then he finds this, this young person that, and they fall in love, that kind of thing. Like, I really enjoy the characters when a writer can really, a lot of the writers, they love these characters. So then they're focusing on the character as opposed to matching the plot,
So
of the
you're bringing up
original.
something interesting. There's also a question of the quality of the writing. It's not just the
Oh, yeah.
story. But I bet you there's a lot of people out there who are creative in terms of the constructs in their mind about a story and don't have the talent to lay it out. I wonder if there's a lot of unsung heroes out there who are producing things and people perhaps will turn away because it's not captivating, but they have something there. They have the seed of something great in the fan fiction.
Oh yeah, I'm
And
sure.
maybe somebody will come along and see what they've done and say, well, God, that's a great concept. I want to take what you've had, your own creation, but refine it. I wonder if they have re
That's what
refining.
people say about All Joking Aside. There's a seed of something great here. Perhaps two other people should do it and make it good.
That's
I'm
that's.
sure it happens with, like, 'cause there's with online fandom communities, like this is where a lot of fan fiction can be, shared or
Right.
discussed, but that kind of those online friendships, the kind of, it's like, oh, I like this thing, you like this thing, let's talk about it. I'm sure it's, writing partners have come out of
Yeah, I would imagine.
both liking something. So yeah,
Yeah.
finding someone with the story ideas, with someone who can like actually kind of write the dialogue well,
Yeah.
I'm sure that's happened a lot. But
Yeah.
again, it's all just kind of amateur, independent online postings.
Yeah, some guy Kazong said, I like to write. I'm a really good writer, and you have absolutely no talent at all. Let's collaborate.
Let's collaborate. Let me steal your idea.
Your
That one
idea.
little grain
Yeah.
of the. Now, wouldn't it be interesting, bringing it back to our normal connection or original connection, to create a theater group that creates fan fiction productions?
Ooh. So that sounds fun. That sounds like a collaborative idea.
That seems like a collaborative idea. Yeah. I mean, to take something that, whether it's a novel or a television show or whatever, and
Put it on speed.
have a group of people actually, take these characters on and put them in a different situation. I suppose some kind of an improv,
I was going to
long
say
form
improv is,
improv
yeah. I think a lot
situation.
of shows have actually come from ideas that came out of improv. So
Yeah,
that could
that
be, yeah.
might be an interesting
Yeah. That's an
project.
interesting project. Yeah. Yeah,
Wow.
that's fun.
Oh, look, her eyes are lighting up.
I'm gonna
And
go
guess what?
I'm gonna go trademark
Like all
that
theater, no money in
right Not at all.
it. That would be interesting.
you
Now
collab
you
you,
got me thinking about
you collaborate with a guy who has a printing press, and
that.
that's how you go ahead and
One of the
finance the
old
whole
ones.
thing. Yeah.
Very
That's
interesting.
do people Well, so the people they put it out there to share. I'm just trying to say how, other than you go to a site and you just start, I guess you do a search engine kind of a thing, like you're saying, and you look for your story. I wonder if there is some sort of a fan fiction collaboration that goes on right now as we're talking about it. So maybe that's how some of this is being written. I wonder if there's actually machinery in place where some friends come together and are working on something together and try to. And I wonder if any of this people who do this stuff. Do we have any examples of one of these sites where somebody actually does get published? I'm wondering if that's ever happened.
So one of the ways that I kind of find new stories is I follow certain authors
Okay.
on the site. So then
Okay.
I get like, oh, they've posted a new thing. I've liked the writing before. That's a lot of and someone that I used to follow, or she hasn't posted in a long time. She had kind of put out an update of, I'm going to be taking this down off this website. If you want to read it before it's gone, because she is changing some of the words and changing some of the character names, and it is becoming a published book.
Oh my
Wow.
goodness. That's
So,
neat.
because this was an alternate universe thing, so it's not just like, oh, it looks like this other thing. So it definitely happens that people, because this is also people that love writing. So,
Right,
I'm
right.
sure many of them are published, but just maybe not with these stories. So she was taking it down off the website because obviously, if she's going to be publishing a book
Right.
and the same story with different names or on
Right.
this
Yeah.
website, it's.
Well, that's where you see the word sometimes in the beginning of movie, this movie inspired by something else. And look at it, it's a Wonderful Life. That was a whole movie written because of a guy who had a Christmas card and a little story in a Christmas card that was like a two paragraph thing. And that card and the story in the card, that somebody who sent it out to his friends wrote a little thing for Christmas. And somebody, I can't remember the whole history, but anyway, it got picked up along the way. And a story was written around the concept of this little Christmas card that had been sent out.
Wow, I
The whole
didn't
movie's
realize that. That's very
based
cool.
on that. Yeah. So you never know.
Was it the
Greg,
same Christmas card that's in the title shot of the movie?
I doubt it.
Oh, how
And
thoroughly disappointing
there is
was.
no Santa Claus. I'm so sorry. And if there were, he wouldn't come to you because you're Jewish. What can I tell you? I know. It
Yeah, we're
hurts.
screwed and that kind of thing.
Oh,
That's interesting. No, I didn't realize it was this big of a thing. I mean, obviously I've run into fan fiction and I swear I have not read any of it. But now I'm kind of interested, which
yeah,
is.
and kind of it's one of those things of like, oh yeah, I really love these characters. Like if it's something like, Game of Thrones, the show is over.
Right.
Maybe you were unhappy with how the last season went. There is someone who has written the last, like rewrote the last season with better ending. So it's like those kind of
Wow.
things are out there too. Like that's another like if that's something, if you want to, if there's something you're unhappy with about a TV show, there's probably a fan fiction where they fixed it in their version.
Can they write out the Starbucks coffee mug on the last episode? Yes.
Maybe. Oh, I wonder if someone's.
In parentheses, no Starbucks behind them.
Yes, that works. Yeah.
I wonder if someone's actually written an actual final scene for The Sopranos.
It's probably out there.
I bet it is.
Yeah,
Wow.
that's definitely not a, it's not some, that's not a show that I've looked for fan fiction for. So I have no idea. I haven't been in that corner of the
So
internet.
I don't know if you addressed this earlier on. We probably asked you, do you write? Do you like to write?
Oh, I enjoy writing more kind of as a, like journaling and writing exercises just to kind of get stress out. But yeah, I'm not much of a
Okay.
writer.
Okay.
Other than grant writing for the Playhouse.
Which she's very good at.
That's where most of my writing goes into,
Yeah.
is talking about how great the Playhouse is.
It's interesting. So I was thinking, you brought up the fact that the first possibly the first thing was a Star Trek thing. You could say that all of the new J.J. Abrams Star Treks are
Yeah,
fan
it's
fiction
kind of
because he,
taking inspiration from that
same
original story and
characters,
then making your own version of it.
right? And very interesting because that was very successful.
It's kind of it, people kind of the word fan fiction kind of with people that are kind of think it's just this silly
It's
thing. It's like there's a
diminutive.
lot more to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it gets a bad rap with things like 50 Shades of Grey or the new Anne Hathaway movie is based on a fan fiction, you know, so it's like it kind of gets these kind of kooky things are the ones that get mainstream, but it's like there's also some really beautiful writing, you know, that's moving and all.
My feeling is any creative outlet is good.
Yes, agreed.
There's, how's that for deep, huh? Didn't think.
I'm
What would have
starstruck.
happened if you had slain me earlier?
Yeah.
And I didn't get that the
It's from
chance
the
to get
ghost,
that
Greg Ghost. I
up.
have to rewrite that first story. That re Greg is resurrected and comes back with a great idea.
We're going to start to wrap up. It's amazing how fast a half hour goes. But if we were to read one fan fiction,
God.
one piece of fan fiction that would get us hooked on the genre, what would it be?
Oh, that is an impossible question
That's
just
right.
because everybody has different tastes. You know, if I
Yes.
recommend a supernatural alternate universe Vietnam War story that I enjoy,
Those
that
are
might
all the
not be
things I
something
love.
for everybody.
Yeah. If you throw kitchen sink in there, he'll be in heaven.
That's just like the first one that comes to mind is this fan fiction called Twist and Shout, and it is a alternate universe Vietnam War era. Two of the characters from Supernatural are in the same platoon or whatever the word is, and it's a tragic romance.
Wow.
So that's a very popular one in the
That's
Supernatural
interesting.
fandom. But again, that's not for everybody because it's a tragic story, and some people come to fan fiction to just see characters they like fuck.
Before we I'm
Oh, Lord.
sorry. Something's
Oh,
wrong with
sorry. I didn't realize it was way late.
you
My
just
headphones
got
pull
me
out of it
interested
too.
in
I should
this
have said
thing.
that
A
earlier.
blade just came out of the headphone into my ear. Before we go away, do you find that there's more of a preponderance of short stories versus full-length novels of this stuff?
I get this, the same thing. There's a big range. Like there are things called like one shots, you know, or flash fic, where it's just kind of like it's, you know, a page and a half. You know, it's this really quick story. But then there's other ones that like there was one that I had been following for like over a year because she was, you know, updating chapters, you know, every month or so, and it's like
Okay.
a 40 chapter, probably the same as a book.
So it's
You know, like
serialized. She keeps adding to it. Okay.
So there's just such a
Wow.
range of, and you know,
Yeah.
certain authors. We'll kind of plan out a story they have, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's probably like, you know, three chapters and it'll be, you know, this long. But then other ones that just have an idea and then they kind of keep writing and they don't know where it's going to go. So then those are chapters and chapters. And so, yeah, it's really all, again, all over the place
When
of.
you go, when you go to like Walmart and you have to use the restroom and you go in the stall and you look on the wall and you see something that says, "Here I sit, brokenhearted." Does that constitute fan fiction, or I think I'm in a whole different genre. I'm sorry.
It kind of depends what you're a fan of,
Yeah, well,
Daryl.
that's true. Oh, I'm sorry. We went down the wrong path there.
So,
All
as
right.
we come to a close,
Okay.
a couple things. Number one, you mentioned where this fan fiction could be seen. Do it again. Where, what's a good website?
Archive of Our Own, I think it's .org. And so that's like a big, that's the main hub of a lot of the fan fiction stuff. They have it all, the I just like the directory or the search feature, all of that is broken out very well to kind of find what you're looking for.
Okay. And finally,
Yes.
not finally, second plug. Plug the Playhouse.
Long Beach Playhouse. We have plays and musicals all year long. Right now, as we record this, we're in Tech Week for Detroit 67, which is opening up on the main stage. That's running mid-May to mid-June. We've got the studio upstairs show, Men on Boats, is this weekend, next weekend, and then a couple weeks after that, we're opening up the Farce Lute. which is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, boy.
And then Greg is very familiar with the show that we're opening up on the main stage this summer. We're doing the Addams Family musical that Greg is directing. It's going to be a lot of fun. The rehearsals are going well, so I hear from the reports. I'm
Yeah.
sure Greg will tell me if it's not, but
I won't say anything.
and give the website too.
LBPlayhouse.org. LBPlayhouse.org. Long
And
Beach Play.
just to clarify, if you have not been to Long Beach Playhouse, it is actually two different playhouses in the same building.
Yes, two
There
separate
is
stages.
a small upstairs studio theater that does a little more adult fare and a little more experimental fare. And then the large main stage downstairs, which does, family friendly kind of stuff.
Yeah, a bit more classic community theater
Yeah,
work.
and it, literally all year long,
Yeah.
lots of
Yeah, there's only
playing.
like 2 weekends out of the year that we don't have anything going on. There's always
And
something.
the theater has a, it's a venerable theater. It's been around for a long time. It's got a lot of history. And it's one of the
Yes.
theaters that, knock on wood, will be around for a long time and has stayed around when
Yeah,
other theaters
we're
were
in the midst of
folding.
our 95th year. This is
That's
our
amazing. That's
95th
amazing to
anniversary.
me. That's
So
wonderful. Daryl is as well.
just got a couple of years on him.
Fan
Just a
fiction.
couple of years.
Fan fiction.
Oh,
All right, this
okay.
is the way we close out. Please join us by saying, be happy,
Be happy.
happy,
be healthy, be
be
healthy,
healthy,
be a blessing,
be
be a
a
blessing,
blessing.
and most of all, keep
Keep
smiling.
smiling.
Keep smiling.
Yay. Thank you, Madison.
Thank you,
Appreciate it.
Madison.
Whoa, this was
Yay.
fun. I'm so glad I got to tell you about something.
Oh, I know. We're going to have to scrub our minds of new information.
She stumped us. Here we go. All
Thank you
right.
so
Take care,
much.
everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All joking aside.